I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. 32 raises the state minimum wage to $18 an hour and says that it will be adjusted by inflation after that. So it will never be adjusted down. It would just be adjusted up and have a maximum of 3.5%, but otherwise would be tagged by inflation. So this is one of those situations where if you say, yes, it should go up to $18 an hour, but I don't want it to be automatic after that, you don't have that option. You don't get to vote half yes. So if 32 passes, both of those things would happen. By 2026, the state minimum wage would be $18 an hour. And after that, it would be adjusted with inflation with an annual cap of 3.5%. So state and local government costs could increase by hundreds of millions of dollars if they're employing people. Obviously, income tax would increase as people are making more, but it's a relatively small fiscal impact for the state of California. Obviously, there's a fiscal impact to employers and a fiscal impact to employees who would be making more. So Joe Sandberg is the guy who backed this. And he says that the pandemic revealed these inequities. Actually been going on for a long time. Cost of living has been rising faster and faster. Wages haven't increased along with that. The restaurants have already, fast food restaurants already have a higher wage. So that makes it more difficult for employees to find the higher minimum wage outside of that. So a few elected officials are supporting this. Kevin De Leon has a pack for this and a couple of other measures, Prop 3 and Prop 33. And so that's what the supporters say. Opponents say that it should be the market and not politicians. And there are a number of people who say, although $18 an hour doesn't seem like too much, we don't want it to be indexed by inflation going forward. So they have the business pack is against it, and California against job losses and higher prices. Restaurants that aren't fast food restaurants are opposed to it. And there's a lot of money being spent for this, $10.9 million and only $10,000 raised against it. So you're likely to see a lot of ads for this measure.